In the Ethics of Our Fathers, Pirkei Avot, we are told in the fifth chapter, the sixth Mishnah, that at the end of the first Friday of creation, God creates, a few moments before Shabbat, during Bein HaShemashot, 10 things. One of them includes the Pi HaAton, the mouth of the donkey, that is used in the whole dialogue in this week's Torah portion between the donkey and Bilam. Why does God wait to the last minute of creation to create these 10 things? Bein HaShemashot, the twilight period, has a unique identity. It carries some of the energy of the day prior, some of the energy of the forthcoming night, and indeed it really has its own energy. It is a bridge between the two different periods of time. When it comes to twilight between Friday and Shabbat, it really represents the living bridge between the mundane and the ethereal. The idea of bringing the holy into the mundane and recognizing that the holy has no importance without the everyday. Each of these 10 things represent an article used to create this living bridge. So for example, the donkey. The 10 times that the donkey is used in Tanakh, not once is the destination that the person riding the donkey takes, does that destination actually occur? Abraham takes Yitzchak to sacrifice him with a donkey on Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. It doesn't occur. Moshe brings his family back to Egypt on a donkey. That doesn't occur. Bilam travels to curse the Jewish people on a donkey. That doesn't occur. What occurs in every single case where a donkey is mentioned anywhere in Tanakh? The focus is on the values of the journey, not the destination. Highlighting again, it's the values of the journey that often define us. Because many times in our lives, we're not able to achieve the destination, but the journey is still important. The idea that the rainbow is created during this twilight period highlights the fact that the rainbow represents that no matter how much of a dissonance there may be between spirituality and the way humankind is running the world, there will never be a total break that will cause God to destroy the world. There's always hope that spirituality will play a role in the everyday. The idea that the Hebrew alphabet was created during this period of time is so that we can have a Torah that gives us the capacity to be able to live in the everyday with values, with ideals. The idea that the shamir, that this worm that was used by Solomon to be able to cut the stones of the Beit HaMikdash of the first temple, highlights the idea that the temple represents a place where God can engage with both the Jew and all of society, where we can live in the Bein HaShemashot, in the twilight between the everyday, between Friday, and between Shabbos. The idea behind every one of these 10 items is the fact that they represent our mandate as Jews and as human beings to be Bein HaShemashot Jews, to be Bein HaShemashot people, to be able to live between the Friday and the Shabbat, to be able to live in two worlds at the same time, the everyday world and the spiritual world. Bilam forgets that. His donkey reminds him. And therefore, while his donkey and Bilam never achieves their goal, it reminds all of us that it's the values that we bring to our journey that defines if we truly live in the Bein HaShemashot, in the twilight period, between Friday and Shabbat, where we can exchange the energies between both paradigms that allows us to change the world around us. Shabbat Shalom.